Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We have a very special show today. We have Clark Schaefer on. He is an artist and art director of many feature films in Hollywood. And we're going to talk about creativity today within a general context and also related to education, but we're also going to talk about creativity and related to his work, the work that he does. Some pretty amazing work. I've known Clark for quite some time. And a very humble guy, unassuming, but super talented, uber talented guy. He does a lot of stuff, builds miniatures. I'm sure you've seen those movies where stuff blows up. You know, he'll build those miniatures and things blow up. he spends a lot of time building those things, and then they blow them up. So, but he also does a lot of other stuff. He'll do landscaping for movies. He did that for Red Planet. He's also worked on some more well-known feature films such as Batman, Star Wars, and so forth. About Iron Man, of course, and we'll be giving away the Iron Man faceplate to the Mach 2 suit from Iron Man 2. But before I bring on Clark, I want to talk a little bit about the background of the show and generally what the platform of the show is. It's a relatively new show, so kind of I figured I wanted to, give a bit of a background on what the show is about. So it's kind of focused on education, and I kind of call myself the Tony Robbins of education, or of our youth. One of the things that we focus on in regards to education, oftentimes basically we're talking about government mandated education, high school education. The focus here is science and math, and that's only two out of the nine intelligence types, basically logic, math, and linguistics. And a lot of students who go to school don't understand that, don't know about it, parents aren't really aware of it. And it's government mandated. Why is it government mandated? Why is science and math so important? Well, more than half of the money made in the United States, the GDP, comes from the creative sector. And we'll talk about creativity today and how important creativity is, especially in today's work world. Come from the creative sector, mostly a scientific creation. About $7.1 billion made from the creative sector. But what's interesting about education is that education basically educates the creativity right out of students, right out of kids. Unfortunately, there's an individual who speaks to this issue, several individuals, but there's a professor by the name of Ken Robinson. He's an English gentleman, and he talks to this issue. He talked about one particular, little bit of research, one particular case where 1,500 students, kindergarten students, were looked at for their creativity. Basically focusing on divergent thinking, which is at the foundation of creativity. For instance, coming up with a light bulb. It took about 10,000 errors or mistakes or learning opportunities, as some would say. Edison talked about that. He didn't call them errors, but learning opportunities. So 1,500 kindergarten students looked at their divergent thinking, and they found out that 98% of those students had divergent genius thinking. By the time they were 25, only about 2% had that genius level left. So Ken Robinson basically speaks to the issue, is education really educating the creativity right out of our students? And it seems to be happening to that degree, or to a great degree. Is it the only factor involved? Probably not. There's other issues involved. But one of the main things that school focus. I mean, if you look at what school does, it really focuses on science and math, of course, and government oftentimes, you know, in its administration, dictates one solution to all, you know, one size fits all. So everybody who goes to school is going to get some science and math. But only about 15% of the population, logically, if you look at it, there's 9 intelligence types. So 2 of them are being used in school. I'm talking about the K through 12, not college specifically. But college has its own problems and shortcomings. Get to those shortly. But high school is basically government-mandated sanctioned science and math learning. And most kids, majority of kids, 80, 85%, maybe 90% of kids who go to school feel dumb, marginalized, left out. And there's a lot of other talents or gifts or ability that are left out. So, you know, one of the things we can look at is, you know, what is actually going on in school. You know, what is the issues or concerns in school? You know, what are we trying to teach our kids in school? What do we need to teach our kids in school today, as a matter of fact? And one of the things we have to focus on, actually, is creativity, because of the fact that more and more jobs are more and more demanding. They're more and more creative-oriented. We have to teach creativity. We have to teach independent thinking. We have to teach people how to problem solve. We have to teach people how to, use complex reasoning, because the majority of jobs now are much more challenging than ever before. Manufacturing jobs, agricultural jobs, which used to take up roughly almost about 40% of all jobs out there, are now half that or less. So the majority of jobs now are, you know, technology jobs. Just look around at all the technology. You're probably holding technology in your hand or at technology right now on a computer, iPod, iPad, a phone, you know, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of technology out there, and we need people who are really technically oriented. And of course, technology isn't the end all and the cure all. There's a lot of other jobs that we need to fill. There's all these different types of requirements that are out there for today's job market. In regards to education, we're still coming up really short in regards to education, not only at the high school level, but also at the college level. So what's going on in regards to college? College itself, higher education, colleges, you know, we have had, for some time, some of the best colleges in the world. But unfortunately, in the last several years or so, the success rate, graduation rate of those attending college have fallen off considerably. We used to be number one, but now we're about, I think the last ranking, we're about 20th in the rankings. So a lot of problems, a lot of issues, a lot of concerns in that regard. I'm just getting a message now that, just a second. Having a problem, we don't have Clark. We don't have Clark. Clark is not in the building. So we're going to see if we can get a hold of Clark. I don't know if Clark is having a tough time calling in, but I'm kind of stammering and stuttering here and trying to answer the messages here from the producer. So I'm multitasking, doing fairly well, I hope. So anyways, producer's calling Clark now. Maybe he got lost or lost the number or whatever. Well, I forgot. Who knows? He's a busy guy. He lives in Utah, and he travels a lot of times from Utah to L.A. But anyway, let's get back to the issue we're concerned. So in regards to higher education,
hi, this
education,
is Clark Shane. Name and your phone number and your reason for calling, and we'll talk.
Okay. So this is what happens with live radio. Anyways, higher education, this problem, we're ranked about 20th in graduation rates. The former ex-president of Harvard said that we're doing a good amount for our students, but still we're doing a disservice to many students in regards to communication skills, critical thinking, complex reasoning. And, you know, he says that we're failing and have failed in many cases in regards to higher education. You know, are we giving our students what they need? Unfortunately, no. You know, today's, you know, degrees are inflated. They're overvalued. Today's BA is the master's, and the master's, today's master's is the PhD. People are graduating students. We've got college grads who are graduating, you know, from good institutions. They're graduating even with good grades. Looks good academically, but you know, they're just not learning, and that's another issue. You know, the inflation of grades and the devaluing of education is a real issue. So, you know, in regards to what do we need to do, I'm of the mind that hold on a second. Just got his voicemail, left message with calling number. All right, so this is having quite the experience here. All right, so we're still trying to get a hold of Clark. But anyways, let's continue on. And I was actually going to, the next show or two, I was actually going to spend time just focusing in on this issue so that we really set the foundation for what the show is about. But we really need to get people up to speed for today's economy, today's workaday world. I was just recently coaching a client, and he's a young student in college, and he's realizing that maybe he doesn't necessarily need college, and college doesn't provide everything that he needs, and he's looking to possibly get into a position where he can get on-the-job training, get actual experience and knowledge and skill acquisition, because, you know, we teach education, but we're still lacking in regards to skills and attitudes. A lot of students are graduating. Probably, I estimate that most students are graduating with lacking about 80% of what they need in order to achieve. And most employers are seeing this, and it's really kind of sad that the majority of employers will tell you, you know, honestly, that they're looking, if they have a job that's going to pay well, they're probably not going to hire just some college grad, especially from the United States. Literally, seriously, there's a book that came out called Academically Adrift, and there's a couple of several sociologists who've done extensive research on this issue, higher education issues therein, and they found out that a lot of firms are now hiring overseas graduates, the overseas students, much more in tune with what is needed in the workaday world than a lot of graduates from the United States. If they're looking for somebody with some non-technical skills, you know, there's a job that is highly competitive or demanding. And I talk about STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, math, but non-technical jobs that can still be highly demanding. They're probably going to go to somebody with a master's from the United States or somebody from overseas. So that's not good. That's not good for a lot of American students, and a lot of people don't realize this or know this, but it's cutting-edge knowledge. And this is the stuff that we need to know. This is the stuff we need to be making people aware of in regards to what's going on out there for kids that are just starting out high school grads or people who are just moving into the workaday world, or maybe even going back to it. So that's an issue. And an interesting statistic came up from a hiring firm, or actually they're a headhunter. They help people find jobs in La Jolla, California. And their information, their research, and what they found, not only their research, but the people that they're replacing with college degrees or people who are getting jobs with college degrees, they found out that since 1995, in the mid-90s or so, that 60% of all college grads are working in jobs that don't even require a high school diploma. Right now, 70% of kids graduating from high school are going off to get a college degree. That may sound great, but if you know basic economics, supply and demand, well, that means there is a glut on the market of people with college degrees. So the value of the degree goes down, just like in economics. The price, if there's a lot of it, price goes down, value goes down. So there's a lot of people with degrees out there, and there's actually more people with degrees than there are jobs that require people with degrees. So these are the things we don't know. There's a lot of talk out there about, and Obama's talking, speaking to this issue, and President Bush also passed 2006 the STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Math initiative, something that Obama's focusing in on. And it's true. But the thing is that there's the majority of people out there are not science, math only. It's just a cold, hard fact. I just saw some statistics recently, somebody trying to perpetuate the myth that everybody needs math out there to work. It's not true. They found out that 31% needed some basic skills, and being able to give change. If I give you $10, can you give me, and the cost is $8.75, can you give me the proper change? 31% of jobs required that minimum type of math knowledge, and that's not even like that's really it's basic arithmetic math knowledge, But if we're talking higher math, the statistics. Statistics given by this individual basically focused on the fact that there's only about 20% of all jobs out there requires some higher math. He said there's another 20% of jobs that require you to know some geometry. Can you lay something out geometrically? Do you have enough of geometric or geometry knowledge to work within the physical realm and lay out something using geometry? If you're working in carpentry or whatever field it may be. But in reality, he did, if you look at what he was actually saying, only about 20% of all the jobs needed higher math. And that's what I'm talking about. Only 15% roughly of all students who are in school, high school, have the inkling, the natural tendencies to have, if you tested them, only about 15% would have natural inklings or tendencies to have mathematical, scientific, logical reasoning skills that would enable them to work in highly technical, highly demanding fields. And those high-paying jobs are high-paying because they're dirty, they're difficult, they're challenging, they're demanding. You're not going to get some high-paying technical job, without really working at and having some real technical skills. So, but anyway, so let me get back to the Clark issue. We still don't have Clark, so I don't know what happened. We're going to have to redo the show. I'll contact Clark again. Sorry for the disappointment, but we'll have to reschedule Clark. But anyways, I'm able to get across the point that I wanted to focus on one of the coming shows. In regards to education. And one of the reasons why, Clark was on today, and I was going to lead into this with a much shorter background lead-in, Clark was going to be here. But one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to Clark today and focus on things with Clark today was in regards to creativity. More than ever before, we need people who are creative. That's what the United States is about. It's an entrepreneurial society. You go back to the founding fathers. What was the basic confrontation between North and South? Well, South was the old school agrarian type of thinking, and the North was more progressive, entrepreneurial type of thinking. And that's therein is where one of the main differentiating factors. Why? And which one won out? Well, are we more agrarian? libertarian base now or entrepreneurial base? Well, we're much more entrepreneurial base. It's the American way. One out of four people now own some type of business, entrepreneurial business, either part-time, full-time, or somewhere therein. And like never before, we need problem solvers. We need solutions. And they really don't come from the public sector. They come from the private sector because the public sector gets too caught up in government mandated sanction, loan. I need to get something done, and the government's going to give me money. And if it doesn't work, well, you know, I'm not going to go out of business. I'm just going to ask the government for more money. And throwing money at something that rarely, if ever, gives you solutions. So what's the best way to solve problems? Put it out there in the public sector. Instead of, you know, one-size-fits-all education, why don't we give more and more people the opportunity to individually make choices, to individually vote on or choose through paying money for products and services, education-related, that people really want. And then they can vote on whether or not these things are successful through the ballot. You know, if a business isn't functioning well, or if people don't like its products and services, if it's not successful, if there's not value there for the consumer on a large number, then a greater way than that, then that company is going to go out of business. So creativity is huge right now. Creativity is more important than ever before because we need problem solvers. We've got this is a technical age. Even people who aren't in technical fields, there's more and more people who are experts, gurus, knowledge people, and we're not really, it's not really the information age anymore, but the suggestion age, I guess you could say, because there's a lot of information out there, and we need people, you know, individuals to go into particular niches within all the different fields that exist out there, go into these niches, and with their, you know, abilities that probably exceed the abilities of most people, that's why they're in that particular niche. And their interest is higher, their natural tendencies are higher or greater than most people, and that's why they go into that particular niche and learn it and research and get experience in there. And they become the suggestive agents, you know, I guess you could say, not so much gurus or experts, because if you start saying, I am a guru or expert, I know it all, then you're starting to get into trouble. So I say suggestive agents, and that's what I do. I have a lot of experience or knowledge in particular niches or areas, but I'm not coming forth with the answers to everybody. I'm presenting, I have experience, so I sift through the knowledge that is out there, the understanding that is out there, and then I lay it before them. And then I said, and I build them up, and I say to them, I say to my client, well, we're going to build you up. You know, we're going to make you self-educating, self-sustaining, self-learning, self-aware, societally aware, whatever we need to do. We'll build you up, and I'll provide a certain amount of background and understanding based on my extensive experience and insight and intuitive abilities to sift through the garbage, get you some good knowledge, but then you have to make the choices. So that's why we need creativity and intuition. Intuition, what did Einstein say about intuition? You know, intuition is nothing more important. Intuition is everything. He said that, you know, if intuition wasn't there, then he wouldn't have come up with his great discoveries. Sure, you're going to have knowledge, you're going to have reasoning, but we all are equally infinite, and our infinite, equally ignorant in our infinite understanding of things, or lack of understanding thereof. So creativity is huge. Intuition is huge. Independent thinking. We need to be more accountable and more responsible, independently responsible, than ever before. You know, things are changing and changing rapidly. The average person now just leaving college or just going into the workforce is going to have 3 to 5 career changes. Alan Greenspan wrote a book talking about the frequent changes are occurring economically. They're not just occurring economically across the board. We just had a discussion, Michelle had a show the other day talking about the shift. So that's part of the shift. You know, there's big changes coming up. Economically, there's big changes coming up. Spiritually, there's big changes coming up. There are occurring, I should say, coming up. We're continuing dynamic world would change, and change occurring more rapidly. And now we're a global economy. We can't be separated anymore. We're all intertwined. So how do we get people up to speed? We can't use archaic means of education that might have worked during the industrial age and for some time. But now we have to. I say that I build people. You know, I help them. I help them really build themselves up. I don't build them according to my idea or anything. But I help them. I help them individually build themselves up. What are the things I look at education or coaching from the perspective of? What do most people need most of the time in most situations? And inevitably, there's just a handful of things. So I educate them on those things. What are those things? Well, they have to be aware of themselves. They have to understand themselves. They have to know what their personality type is. They have to know what their learning style is. They have to know their character. They have to know their gifts and talents. And then match that to a particular training. And don't go to the college catalog or catalog of life, but you find out what you need. Do you need education? Do you need apprenticeship? You need on-the-job training, a two-year degree, a one-year degree. What do you need? You find out. Don't let anyone dictate to you, but find out what you need. So you discover yourself. You really find out yourself. And it's something that should happen early and often. You know, we'll start probably when we're 15, 16 now. Because things have changed. And then match that to a particular training. And then match that to a particular career. And don't just imagine a career. And don't listen to anybody else. If somebody's talking about, oh, this is a great career to get into, this is good for you, I work here, it's a good job, I'm making money, this is good to get into, don't listen to that. Because you're different. And I call my clients and my students my individual snowflakes. They're all very unique. So you have to find out your uniqueness, find your roadmap, find your inner roadmap, be your own inner guide. You're going to be your best guide more than anybody else. So I could continue on and on about this, but I've just got a few minutes left, so sorry we couldn't. Sorry, Clark didn't show up. Don't know what happened. So we're gonna reschedule that, the show with Clark. Get him back on here. We'll get him on here, and he'll give away that the base plate of the Mark II from Iron Man 2. And I'm a real big comic book geek, so love that stuff. I just got a few minutes left, so I just want to apologize first for Clark not showing up. Like I said, he's a very busy guy. He's in demand. So we'll have him on the show again. Give him a call and reconnect, and we'll have him on the show again. So won't have a show next week. Going to have a show in a couple more weeks. Probably talk more about it. I've got a whole bunch of other guests lined up for the coming months. So stay tuned to the posts. I'll let you know what's going on. I'll let you know what's going on in a couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll have a guest. If not, then I will talk more about the issues and concerns that I brought up today. Very important in today's workaday world, in today's changing world, in today's dynamic, shifting world. So I want to thank you for listening.